This episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship is brought to you by The Legacy Journey, a biblically based class that will give you a plan for building wealth and leaving a legacy. If you're out of debt and asking, now what? Go to stewardship.com to get your questions answered. Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Such an honor to be with you today. I am your host, Chris Brown, and we are celebrating 1 year on the air. That's right. Tons and tons and tons of episodes that hopefully have encouraged you. Hopefully they have added hope to your life. The Bible says hope deferred makes the heart sick. And so we want to make sure that your life is filled with hope. I'm excited right here on anniversary week. And we're celebrating what God's done in your life. We're celebrating you. The one and only Dave Ramsey was on our show yesterday. If you missed that, make sure you check it out on stewardship.com or you check it out on the podcast on iTunes. All you got to do is subscribe there, and then you'll see that yesterday's episode featured our special guest, Dave Ramsey, who was the originator of this show, who thought through, hey, listen, we've got a need for this to raise the banner of stewardship all over America and the world. And I think you're going to love what's coming up over the next few days as we celebrate you and celebrate the stories and what God's done in your life through this show. We received tons and tons of emails and calls with your questions and with your stories and with your testimonies. And sometimes, you know, it's people that we've chatted with who are going to be calling in this week with an update. But over the next few days, you're going to hear some great stories. And I'm actually going to teach a little bit, too, based on your suggested topics. So whether on email or on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, many of you have asked, hey, Chris, can you teach on blank? And so this is the week where I'm going to do some mini teachings on some of those things that you've suggested. So, and I think this week we might even hear from Bob and Amanda and our production team, hear from them. What does this last year look like through their eyes as they've gotten to talk to several of you off the air? And I know it's been special to them as well. So it's going to be a great week. Make sure you stay tuned in either on the radio, on the podcast, or at stewardship.com. The phone number is 866-357-3283. And let's get started with our first caller. We've got Diana. She's calling in from Owings, Maryland. Diana, how are you?
Hey, Chris. How are you?
Oh, I am staying out of trouble, barely. Now, we are excited to hear from you. We spoke with you back in November about how you weren't financially ready to send your daughter to college. And of course, we talked a little bit. I was back all the way in episode 121, back in the day. So you sent us an update recently in April, and wanted to see if you could share that with us today, the latest update on your scenario.
Sure. I listened to your show, and I was really excited to see that you actually got my email. You read it on the air. You gave me some very practical advice, advice to calm me down as a mom, number one, because I felt really bad that I hadn't done more as a mom. And even my husband, we worked and we could manage the bills, but we just hadn't saved any money for the kids to go off to college. And so you spoke a little bit about that. And then you also spoke about how it, like, all of her friends aren't going off to four-year university, that some of them are taking a different path. Mm-hmm. And as I talked to more parents, that it exactly turned out to be what it was. That it was just one or two of her key friends that were going away, but most of them are actually going to be going to the local community college with her, which is where she and I and the family decided that it would be best for her to start off. And I got busy on the scholarship thing. I've heard you talk about it. I've heard Dave Ramsey talk about it as well. Mm-hmm. And I got really busy. I started pulling everything. And if it didn't apply, I just kind of put it in the doesn't work for us pile. But, you know, stuff that we thought might apply, we did. And because she's always been a really good student in school and had really good marks,
Yeah.
The local community college offered her an opportunity at a scholarship, and it's a really great scholarship because it will cover the 2 years she's there. Not fully, though, but the first year is they'll pay 25%, and if they do really well, they pay 50%. And we found out that she did actually get that scholarship she applied for and got it. We were really, really excited.
Wow.
And then she's been on a couple of other interviews for other local scholarships, and she's actually just, after I talked to her producer, had been awarded another $1,000. So we're getting there. I'm prayerful that we will make zero, because I hear Dale all the time say, you can go to college. I heard you talk about you can go to college for nothing, and just praying and applying.
Yeah, no, that's huge. So, you know, choose an affordable school, aim for scholarships, and junior can get a job. That's kind of like the nutshell. Yep. They won't die if they get a job. So that's huge. So, you know, if you think about
and she's working.
Is she good? That's very, very good. Now, so let's just say you were to choose an out-of-state school for your university and put that on credit, or, you know, get a loan, I mean. So let's just say, what, 15 grand a year, 18 grand a year times 4 years at 8% interest or whatever. You're looking at this, you know, $40,000, $50,000 debt load or something like that, for 6 to 15 years versus the road that you're on right now.
Yep.
One of them just makes you breathe kind of heavy, and one of them just makes you kind of breathe kind of easy. And the cool thing is here at Ramsey Solutions, we have never turned away a candidate because their first 2 years was at a community college. It's never happened. I've never been turned away for a job because, oh, you took a couple classes at a community college or you took a couple classes online. It's never happened. So you've made a very wise decision, and we're excited about that.
Thank you. And as a parent of a child who's actually gone the traditional route and he's expected to graduate in December, I've already sat down with him and said, look, buddy, this is what you're looking at. These are your loans. You know, we signed for them, but you're on the hook. And so, you know, I said to my daughter, I said, I'm telling you, you don't want to do that. I said, you can talk to friends and family that are still paying on their student loans. And they've been out of school double digit years now. And I was like, I don't want that for you. And if I could have changed it for your brother, I would have. But for you, we're going to try this. And you know what? She's actually not fought me as hard as I thought she would. Mm-hmm. And can I just say, this? It's just been enlightening. And hearing my kids, you know, say the thing, you know, about, you know, cash is king and debt is dumb. And hearing them talking about you, you know, like they'll look at my checkbook because I put your saying on the outside of my checkbook.
Oh.
And seeing them when I say, I need you to write a check, and my daughter will read it, and I was like, yeah, Chris Brown says that.
Oh, you know, my goodness.
Little things. I know the seeds. I'm planting the seeds.
Wow. So incredible. I am so excited for you that they're getting that at such an early age, and they're not going to make mistakes like I've done and like so many people have done.
I've done too.
Well, Diana, you should be very proud as a mom. You're doing a great job. And
thanks.
And I'm very, very excited, not only for the future of your legacy, but also the future of your children. So very, very cool stuff. We really appreciate the call. Diana from Owings, Maryland, you are doing a fantastic job.
Thank you. And I just want to give a shout out to one of my friends, Monique Brooks. She said she loves you, Chris, and she listens to you on our podcast. And she's actually one of the Financial Peace University teachers. So she's like, you're going to be on Chris's show? And I'm like, yeah.
Well, hello, Monique. Excited. Thank you so much for serving, Monique. We love our coordinators, and you are rocking it.
Thank you. Very cool stuff.
Chris. Thanks for the call.
All righty.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, folks, how cool is that? Don't you just love that when we just apply God's wisdom and say, you know what? We're going to select a college. We're going to make a purchase that we can afford. Now, don't hear into that it's not, you know, it's not okay to go to a more expensive school. No, it's okay to go to an expensive school if you can afford it, right? And if you can't, then let's make a decision. Let's spend less than we make. Imagine that, right? But very cool. So proud of Diana.
So you've been using Financial Peace University. You're on the plan, out of debt, and working the rest of the baby steps. But now you're hit with a whole new set of questions. Things you weren't even thinking about while paying off debt. Well, that's why we created the Legacy Journey DVD Home Study. These biblically based lessons will teach you about building wealth and leaving a legacy. They will give you a plan for the next steps in your financial journey. If you want to know more, head to stewardship.com and get your questions answered today.
All right, you're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and I'm your host, Chris Brown. Of course, you can always reach us at 866-357-3283, or you can email in at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. And of course, you can reach out on social media anytime at Chris Brown On Air is my handle on Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter. Well, the next thing on the agenda that I would love for us to celebrate together was a conversation I had a while back with Charlotte. And those of you that listen to the show often, maybe you remember this conversation, but just a very encouraging conversation from Charlotte. Let's check it out together. Charlotte, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, Chris. Thanks so much for having me.
So you'd listened to Dave Ramsey in the past, haven't you?
Yes.
Is that when things began to change?
Not right away, because I had just kind of heard him sporadically as I was listening in the car. But I don't think I was quite ready to face the music and accept the truth of the struggle that I was going through. So it was last summer, actually, that I heard your show for the first time. I was just scrolling through the podcast on iTunes, and I knew that I needed some hope and some help with my finances. And so I listened to your very first episode and was hooked, and that kind of started the change.
So what was the story? What happened?
You know, I was engaged. We were planning our wedding. I was working full time, living on my own. And even though I had a good job and was making good money, I was just a really poor manager of the blessings that God had given me. And over time, I had acquired some credit card debt. It started out as just, you know, a dinner out here or a little trip to the mall there. But very quickly, as it often does, it just spiraled out of control. And I found myself just down a really unhealthy path of spending and then not being able to pay off that debt. But my fiance did not know that I had this debt on the side. I kept it a secret from him.
So you, being exposed to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, knew at this point that you needed to come clean.
Yeah. And we were getting ready to plan our wedding. We had been making a lot of payments, just a series of things. And also just being encouraged by the show that I really needed to come clean to my fiance and let him know the deep hole that I was in.
All right. So I've got to know, how did you break the news to him?
It was tough. I remember I was at church one night. We were doing a high school youth group, and him and I were texting back and forth. He was home. We were just talking about some finances and some wedding payments that were coming up, and I just had that sinking feeling in my stomach of, I got to tell him. I can't keep this a secret from him any longer. And, you know, that's just not me. That's not my values, to hide something or to lie. So I went right back to his house, and I told him and cried on the couch, and it was the most shameful, embarrassing, you know, rock bottom pit that I had ever been in, to just kind of come clean and expose all of my weaknesses and all of my failures to him, and just to confess that to him, and not only to my fiance, but to God as well. He took it pretty well as he could have taken it. You know, he was understandably frustrated, and, you know, why did you keep this from me? And why didn't you tell me? I could have helped you. But he just met me with a lot of grace and understanding. And so we set up a monthly budget to pay off, you know, the debt. It was $3,000, and cut up my credit cards. And I think I paid off $500 per month, quickly got rid of the debt, was totally debt free 2 weeks before our wedding.
Well, Charlotte, all of this is very inspiring. And you went from focusing in on all these changes in your personal life to this desire to become a coordinator. How did that go down?
Yeah, I just firmly believe that God doesn't give us, you know, any struggle to walk through without having a greater purpose designed for it. And so I really wanted to put my hard times and my darkness that I walk through to use for His glory. And I figured that the best way to do this was to help others manage their finances, whether they're single or married or walking through $3,000 of debt or $300,000. I really believe that the principles from Ramsey Solutions can change them. And if I can just look them in the eye and say, hey, I struggled with this too. I was in this position too, and I'm walking through the baby steps now with you. I would just love to be able to do that for others.
That was one of my all-time favorite calls. Very, very inspiring. And that is exactly what we're trying to do here at Ramsey Solutions through this show, Chris Brown's True Stewardship. It has been an absolutely incredible year. Again, the phone number is 866-357-3283. And this next call comes in from Lenore City, right here in Tennessee. Chris?
How are you?
Oh, I am doing fantastically. Here's the deal. We received an email from you earlier this year, right?
Yes.
And you had told us that after 18 years of marriage that you and your wife had sat down and you had done your first ever budget. Is that the case?
This is correct.
All right. Tell us a little bit about that. You know, you did your first ever budget, and here we are. How's it going?
We're in month two of the budget.
Okay.
We just never really knew where our money was going. You know, we always just kept sitting there going, where did all the money go this month? And we've got to do something better with our money. And so I started looking, and that's actually when I came across you, was in January.
Mm.
And from listening to you, learned about the baby steps. And the thing that helped us also is we found the Every Dollar website.
Mm, yeah.
And plugged our budget into that, and we use that to manage our budget and everything.
Right, yeah. If anyone's listening in and you're still doing a budget on paper, I've got to let you know about that resource. It's a free resource available at everydollar.com and very user-friendly. You just plug it in and allows you to kind of make some adjustments on the fly. Now, Chris, you know, after 18 years, you now are doing a budget. What would you tell folks who, you know, somebody else who's been married a long time has never done this? What would you say to them?
Sit down and do it, you know, because now I'm telling my money where it's going, so I know each week where our paychecks are going.
Chris, we tell people that when you do a budget for the first time, it almost feels like you're getting a raise because you find money that you didn't even know you have. Have you experienced that?
Oh, yeah. Definitely been a big eye-opener and a big blessing to be able to see where we've been frivolously spending money, so we have the money to go where it's needed.
Well, that's awesome. We're cheering you on for sure. I know you're still in baby step one, but you know, this is one update that you're saying that you're going through this. You're a couple months into your budgeting process. It's getting easier and easier. And man, we'd love to hear from you again, how this is going, how you're busting through baby step one, how you're busting through baby step two. And of course, we want to be along the journey with you, but we're celebrating you, and we love that this is the beginning of something really, really big in your life.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, we're happy that we're seeing progress in our finances.
Oh, that is great. Well, we appreciate you listening in, and let's stay connected, okay?
All right.
All right. Thanks for the call, Chris. Well, guys, we're here in studio listening to your testimonies, taking calls, celebrating our one-year anniversary. You guys have called and emailed in with some great questions over the last year, and it's been awesome to hear so many incredible stories. And we're hearing that these principles that we talk about in this show, they're not Ramsey Solutions principles. They're biblical principles, and they work. The classes and the books, they teach you and guide you through how to steward your money. And they've helped so many people. And hey, we want them to help you too. So there is a new deal in the stewardship.com store this week as we celebrate. We've got some amazing deals on some of your favorite resources. Just use the code HOPE when you go to check out. Again, use the promo code HOPE at stewardship.com.
Hey, this is Rachel Cruz, and I just wanted to congratulate you, Chris, on 1 year of being a talk radio show host. I mean, can you believe it? I gotta say, you had a lot of dark, dark hair when you started this, and well, I'm seeing some grays peek in every now and then. No, Chris, you are probably one of the hardest working guys that I know. Being able to share the stage with you on different events and being able to be here in studio and doing true stewardship with you has been a pleasure. Your work ethic is something that I admire so greatly, and I take notes on how you do things, because you do everything so, so well and to the best of your ability. And I think you've just done a fantastic job taking this idea, this concept of stewardship, and breaking it down to practical bite-sized pieces for me and everyone else around America to take into their daily life and just to really look at God's blessings and using them for God's glory. And that is what you do, Chris. You help people just like me do that day in and day out. And my life has been so impacted by you. So I'm so excited for you. Congrats on 1 year. I can't believe it. And hope for many more to come.
Thank you for being with us today on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. We are celebrating our one-year anniversary this week on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. We're very grateful for what God has done and the progress that you're making as part of our stewardship family. So, we want to hear your questions and your success stories. Every story from your smallest milestone to your biggest victory. Email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's Chris Brown on air at stewardship.com. Or call us at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And leave us a voicemail. And now we continue with more of Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
Back in March, Victoria Bosner wrote in, and she said, in episode 216, you presented an awesome question. Are you living with Jesus or for Jesus? She asked, would you dedicate a portion of a future show to elaborate on this question? I love your show and the honest way that you share all aspects of stewardship with the listener. And so I thought we might do that today, break that down a little bit. Are you living for Jesus or a life that just includes Jesus? It's a good question for us to look into. I know that it's kind of a mind bender when you first hear it. You may be thinking, what's the difference? The best way I can explain it is when I think back to my college roommates. Every year I roomed with three other guys, and I was closer with some of them than I was with others. Some I became really good friends with, and then there's some that we became acquaintances at best. Well, and then some, well, we just flat out never hit it off at all and just tried to stay out of each other's way. Absolutely zero chemistry at all. If you've ever had roommates, you know what I'm talking about. But obviously, we're not talking about zero chemistry situations, but what was the difference between the friend and the acquaintance? My life technically included both groups of people, but I was only living life with one of those groups. I was going to breakfast with my friends. I was sharing celebrations with my friends. I was remembering their birthdays. I was sharing in their accomplishments. I was emotionally invested into those relationships. My life included all types of roommates, but there was only a small group of roommates that I was actually with. There's a difference between our lives just including Jesus and living a life with Jesus. But there's another level, and that is living for Jesus. Although I lived with my college friends and we did life together quite a bit, I would never say that I lived for any of them. So what does this mean, to live for Jesus? Well, if we look back at our definition of stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way for God's glory, we see, first of all, that we're managers. When you think of someone who manages or handles something for an owner, they're serving in that way for the owner, not with that owner. The owner is not merely included, but the owner is the purpose of that 40 hours a week. But in our case, we're talking about life, not a job. So the owner is the whole purpose of our entire 168 hours a week. The why behind our scheduled resting hours. The point is not for us to get rest for us, but for us to get rest so that we can be more fruitful as believers when we're awake, as stewards. So we can serve out of passion and not out of routine. We start to serve out of routine when our lives just include Jesus. We begin to be self-led instead of spirit-led. Another difference between living a life that just includes Jesus and a life that's for Jesus is instead of following religious rules, we actively follow Him, not the rules. We abide in Him. We remain in Him. And that keeps our perspective right. And when our perspective is laser focused on Him, then we begin to live for Him. We begin to really be a true follower of Jesus instead of just being a fan of Jesus. We make the transition like Nicodemus did. The best way to describe the difference between these two ways of life, these two completely different approaches to Jesus, is found in Matthew 16:24, that says that we are to deny ourselves, to pick up our cross and follow Him. And many times, we only do the third part and just follow Him. And when we do that, we're only living a life that includes Him. We're just going to church. We're just doing what the coach, the teacher, the professor, the parent, we're just doing what they say. We're not fully bought in. We're following with our actions, but not with our fully surrendered heart. So please understand that nobody gets this right all the time. Don't feel, you know, condemned by this. The Bible's clear that our flesh is weak. But let's not let what Jesus says in Matthew 15:8 be said about our lives. Matthew 15:8 says, "These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." So in a nutshell, there's a huge difference between living a life that includes Jesus and living a life for Jesus. And the only way we have a chance of doing that consistently is not trying harder, but the Bible says that we are to just abide in him. It says that we are to remain in him. And when we do this, when we are praying, when we're reading, when we are talking with him and about him, when we're asking for his direction, when we're being his hands and feet in the community, we begin to truly get to know him. And that is when we really begin to live for him. And we begin to more consistently, as an overflow of our abiding, embrace the opportunity, the responsibility, and the privilege of being a true steward of his blessings. We're not going to be perfect, but we will be living a life for him. Hey, as we wrap up today's broadcast, don't forget to head over to stewardship.com and enter the Rainy Day $20,000 giveaway. Today is the last day to enter for a chance to win $5,000 that we're actually giving away this week as a part of the $20,000 giveaway all month. Again, that's stewardship.com to enter. Just click the link, submit your information, and you'll be all entered to win. On this show, we not only want to give you hope and give you encouragement, we also want to give you cash. God bless y'all.